friends, I get in the car and I get in the car, turn on the car, and then I'm like, oh, let me help them take out the snow. So I get out, close the door.
Hello, you reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Harmony. Are you calling from a safe location?
Hello, we got locked out of our vehicle.
Okay, what's your first name?
Yeah, Veronica. Last name, Marengo. And I can spell that for you if you need.
You say your first name is Victoria?
Veronica.
And your last name?
Marengo, M-A-R-E-N-G-O.
Phone number?
801-941-4637.
All right, year, make, and model of your vehicle and the color?
It's a Chevy Malibu 2016, and it's gray. Okay.
And where are you with your vehicle? Do you have the address?
Yeah, what's your address, Teddy? 396 East Yellow Feather Drive. And Yellow Feather is two separate words.
Yes, in Canyon Brigham, Lake, California, 92587.
No, Brigham City, Utah.
Brigham?
Yes.
Eight four three zero two. Yes. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and get this service out for you. Once services are secured, you'll receive a text message with the name of the provider, the phone number, and the ETA.
All right. There is a storm happening, and we left our dog in the car, and we had the air all the way blasted. Is there a way you can put that in the note so they can like get here quicker?
Well, I do apologize, but normal services are going to take 45 minutes to an hour. I can let them know, but unfortunately, that may not speed up the process. And it's also due to the storm that's going on. It may delay it for 2 to 3 hours.
Okay. And then how does that work? I had never called for this. Are they going to charge us?
No, you're covered. Your services are covered, but I'm more so worried about the dog because I don't know how long services are going to take. And like I said, with your storm going on out there, ETAs are going about 2 to 3 hours right now. So if your dog is in the car and you have...
Yeah, do you think it's easier to call 911?
You might have to do that.
Like a child in the car.
You have a child in the car too?
No, like the dog is like a child in the car.
Oh, yes. I mean, do you have the heat on?
Yeah, the heater's all the way on.
Yeah, he can suffocate in there with all that heat.
Yeah, and the windows are down. So.
Yeah, he can suffocate with all that heat in there. So you might want to call the police first and then give us a call back because we're not going to get out there within the next 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay, sounds good. I'll go ahead and do that. Thank you.